A very warm welcome here to the podcast Dubai Dogs Diary, the podcast where we are talking about outstanding doctors that have made their way here to Dubai. Today's guest has built an extraordinary international career in dentistry, working across Germany, Switzerland, China, and now Dubai, with an extensive expertise in oral surgery, implantology, ceramic implants, and biological dentistry. He combines advanced clinical skills with a global perspective on patient care. Having treated patients around the world and educated dentists international, he brings a unique insights into the future of modern dentistry, innovations, and implantology. Very welcome, Dr. Sulivan. I'm so happy, Suli, you are here.
Thank you.
We know each other now since I would say about a year from a network that we have together in Dubai.
Yeah, so, we met there the first time.
Exactly.
Thank you very much for the invitation and for this humbling intro.
yes, it's coming from my heart. Yeah. Now, before we dive into dentistry, tell us, who is Suli in Dubai on a personal note before any kind of appropriation and expertise in dentistry?
Yeah, so the favorite question. So I would then like to start with one of my favorite quotes.
Yes.
From all time. It's from Mark Twain.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And he said, "Travel is fatal to prejudice, bigotry, and narrow-mindedness." So what does it mean? So my explanation for that is, go out in the world, explore, you know, get to know the people, and you will have a positive feedback. So I had throughout my career, I had the opportunity to live, like you said, and work in different countries, mm-hmm. in China, mm-hmm. Germany, Switzerland, and now in Dubai since around 4 years. And I would say about myself, I like to learn. I'm very curious about learning, exploring different cultures, different countries. And all those experiences that I had, they shaped me, not only as a level as a doctor, but also as a person.
Which you then need as a doctor, right? To
Pardon?
Be a good person,
yeah.
You need the skills of a good doctor, right?
Yeah. And to my background, apart from dentistry, I grew up in Ebersberg. It's a small city close to Munich.
Uh-huh.
Finished there my Abitur in Munich. Then like the high school, 13th grade, and went then to the Charité University Hospital in Berlin. And studied dentistry. Then my dental life started. And apart from that, family. I love to spend time with my family and do some sports. This is the balance. And
very good.
Since a year, I have a boat's license.
A what license?
A boat's
a
license.
A boat's license.
Yeah.
Wow.
Amateur. So whenever we find the time with my family, we go out and enjoy the
time.
That's
such a
great distraction.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah.
I think this is something so explorative as well in Dubai, to have a boat license, right?
Yeah.
You can do a lot of things.
Yeah, the sea is great. And,
yeah.
It's good to get some fresh air and distract.
Interesting. Yeah. You mentioned just now you have been to the Charité, right?
Yes.
And as we have Dubai Dogs Fast Track, I find out along our way that we have a very humbled also oral surgeon in our Dubai Dogs Fast Track program who you know basically, and I was very surprised, and I thought like, okay, this is Dubai and this is the world, it's somehow big, but then again it's also a village.
He will hopefully also come
with
his wife and amazing both amazing doctors.
Maybe we're gonna have them in the podcast as well. Let's see, let's put
you should have them there.
Let's put the cliffhanger there, right? Yeah. Zuli, when we talk about your initial steps as a dentist, what brought you to this specific oral surgery, implantology path in your expertise? Why not in, let's say, internal medicine?
Yeah. To become a dentist, to be honest with you, there are many reasons. Yeah, there was not just one main reason.
Yeah.
Many factors and inspirations. One of the reasons was, of course, I had a small childhood trauma with a dentist,
uh-huh.
but I don't want to tell that.
I think everybody has some kind of these traumas.
Yeah. It's a more an inspirational thing. It's a little bit cheesy, but there's a book. I don't know if you know it. It's from Noah Gordon, The Physician.
I think
many doctors and dentists, they know that.
Yeah,
and it's a little bit cheesy, but it's an inspiration. I was a teenager. I read the book. It's about a young physician or a guy who becomes a physician. His desire is to know everything about the human body.
Uh-huh.
So, and he's traveling the world.
Mm-hmm.
So he wants to become a better doctor. This is like the whole more or less point of the story. And he's going, so in the 11th century,
mm-hmm.
and he's going like to Persia and to different places where they had back then the best medical schools.
Mm-hmm.
But what I loved the most was not the goal at the end that he's a good doctor or whatever, mm-hmm. a good surgeon. It was more the journey, because he traveled through different countries, different religions. He saw so many human beings, so many people in the world. And wherever he was, he united them, you know. And he could survive without the languages. He started to learn the languages wherever mm-hmm. he was, but just enough to communicate.
Yes.
And for that, you don't need to know the language, just the communication.
Yes.
And this is what I loved the most.
Huh.
And this was a little bit inspiration, yeah, too.
Very nice. That's nice.
Yeah. And, it's cheesy, and, but it is
no,
true.
No, it's. I think books are so much underestimated. And I think that would be a very favorite question of myself to always ask also in the podcast of Skillionaires, what is your favorite book? And I never ask the doctors about favorite book. And so thank you that you shared this with us. And I definitely put this on my book list.
Yeah, it's a very nice one.
I wanted to learn as well.
But yeah, the oral surgery, I was always, to be honest, very interested in the oral health
mm-hmm.
and the whole correlation to the general health.
Mm.
So for me, the mouth, I was fascinated about the mouth. The mouth is the gateway to the human body. Yeah,
yes.
We start eating, the nutrition. Eating is one of the most important things we do, all of us, daily in daily life. We need a healthy, good nutrition. We need to speak with the mouth. We need to chew. And also the digestion start there. The other way around, when we have some systemic diseases or anything, we can see it also in the mouth.
Mm.
So it's two ways, the other way around. And for example, pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not a disease, it's mm-hmm. just an activity. Mm-hmm. Let's say something is changing. And something is changing. And what happens because of all the hormonal changes in the body with the higher level of estrogen, progesterone, and so on. The gums are bleeding. Yeah, so we can see that.
Mm-hmm.
And there are thousands of examples.
Yeah.
And this is very interesting for me. And since when I started dentistry, before I started dentistry, I wanted to become oral surgeon.
Uh-huh.
Because I loved the hands-on work, but in combination with the biology, the anatomy. Yes.
Uh-huh.
And just before we started, I told you about the surgery.
Yeah.
So this just to make a very, let's say, uncomfortable situation as good and as smooth for the patients as possible.
Zuli, when it comes to first impression, I had so much on preparation of this interview. I was thinking so much through today. Actually, I had an appointment earlier in the Mall of Emirates,
mm-hmm.
and there was a salesperson with tremendous and good oral health, I must say.
Okay.
And I just I could not concentrate on what he's or she's saying to me. So what do you think oral health is having a situation, an impact on the first impression? And can you repair it? But also then I guess dentists and you have per se a totally other point of view. And secondly, I think just correct me if I'm wrong, you can see really how somebody is really taking care of yourself when on the situation with the teeth, right?
You can just say that's a mirror of your body. Yeah, you can see a lot. And it's also the now, especially in Dubai, but I think all over the world, this whole body dentistry, the holistic dentistry, what we call, if it's biological dentistry, people are more, they want to live longer.
Yeah.
You know, I think your last podcast I saw, it was Dr.
Isan. Yeah,
he spoke about longevity. It's a big topic.
It is. And we even have our Sheikh Kamdan here, right? Who is now...
Yeah. And this is amazing for clinicians. This is amazing for clinicians then to work here because it's open-minded. We have a lot of opportunities. And also the compliance of the patients. The patients, they want that. And so we have the chance to see the whole body, you know, and what it means. I can explain it later, that this is also where I work now in the Rose BioHealth Clinic. We try not to, of course, we will fix the teeth, but to see the patient
in a holistic way.
I like more to say, meanwhile, whole body dentistry, or because it's biologic, but are the conservative dentists not biologic? Yes, they are also. But so we see really the whole body and still stick to the evidence-based medicine.
In generally, when you talk already about your work and the longevity approach that Dubai in generally has, I would like to know, because I see that Dubai has a totally other approach when it comes to medicine per se. They have a very a preventive approach, right? And how is it in dentistry? What do you have when you compare Dubai with Germany, Switzerland, or even China, how would you compare dentistry to this dentistry that you're doing here?
Yeah, it's, I think, like everything, is sometimes also what's demanded here, what the patients expect. Dubai, as you know, I don't know exactly, the percentage should be above 90% expats, right?
Yes, something 91. Like that.
91, yeah. So 91% expats. So we have a lot of young people.
Mm.
Yeah. So our patients are mainly below 60, 65. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Of course, we have also a few above, but you cannot compare that with Germany or when I went to China. I was treating more the patients who didn't have teeth. They just wanted
to have Germany.
In China. In Germany is both.
Yeah.
But in China, it was because I went there as a specialist implantologist, so I had to reconstruct the biting function. Mm-hmm. And you know, in the traditional Chinese medicine, it's so important to have a good nutrition.
Yes.
They had the dentures, they were loose, they can't bite anymore.
Uh-huh.
They cannot chew, they have gut issues.
Yeah.
So you need to reconstruct that, patients above 60, 70. Here it's different.
Mm-hmm.
Here, again, they're looking more for aesthetics.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking more for the, let's say, more the longevity.
Mm-hmm.
For us, it's for me, if I treat a patient, how we do it is the treatment itself is one part, but then there is another part, the pre-treatment. So you would come to me, for example, we remove and extract a wisdom tooth, or we extract an infected tooth.
Mm-hmm.
We always take our blood test, but we just, of course, we do a normal blood test and see the results that we need, which are correlated to the oral health, which we think are the most important.
Mm-hmm.
For example, vitamin D has a good correlation to bone regeneration. We know that, and a few different ones, other ones. Then we can see, because if you have the same surgery on two patients, patient A and patient B, you have different outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
If a patient is, for example, they can be same age, everything is same. One has a low immune system, lack of sleep, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is a little bit fitter, in a good status, different outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to try to help them to be in a better status, you know. So we check different results, help them, give them, for example, pre-infusion. Then during the surgery, during the treatment, there are also a few important things to take care of. For example, the planning, the diagnostics. We do always a 3D x-ray, for example. You have a good planning.
Mm-hmm.
And then the treatment is easy.
Mm-hmm.
The implant, whatever, is easy. then later the post-operative care. This is also, it's like a journey. When you ask me, what is the difference? I would say it's not only you come in, I check, you have this and this medication, because every dentist has to do that. Yeah, anything dangerous, blood thinner, okay. Then let's fix the tooth and go home. But if we prepare you before, do the surgery, the treatment, and take care after that with a lymphatic drainage, with a post-infusion, and so on, you have a better healing. So we optimize the healing as good as possible.
So it's totally an approach to... I'm speechless, because it's such an supportive approach that I have already like kind of spring in my head about my new project for the medical tourism. And if people would want to come to Dubai, as it is a longevity hub to be, maybe the next blue zone. But what about this approach when you bring this in as a USP to treat patients really on an, you know, fast recovery mode?
This we are doing that. We have a lot of patients flying in. And this is what I love here as a clinician. Flying in from Saudi, Kuwait, Bahrain. I had now during the war, four guys by car. They came all the way from Kuwait, because they wanted the full body, the whole body approach.
How long you drive from Kuwait to here?
I don't know how many hours it
looks like.
I couldn't believe it, because they were between 36 and 43. Super lovely guys. And one of them was a health coach, and he dragged the other ones with them. And we did the whole check. Yeah? They asked me, how many days do I have to stay there? We did treatments. We checked all of them. We saw which treatments needs to be done, you know, in Kuwait, because you have to go on cleaning and so on. And what they can do here. And this was like very positive and successful for them.
Very good. So that is already the right track, and you're very futuristic in the approach for actually being safe for the future, right? Having such an USP. And I'm really proud to have you here to pick your brain.
Thank you. Yeah. One of the differences, for example, also the main differences is... what we shift now as an implantologist, like just speaking as a surgeon, you know, the implants, a dental implant, the screws, it's just a replacement of a tooth. It's either, they're different materials, it's either titanium or ceramics. And meanwhile, we started back then, I did my first implants maybe over 15 years ago. I started, of course, with titanium. But since 2018, let's say, since 8 years, we are shifting. I started with my ceramics. So meanwhile, we just do ceramic implants. And we are shifting, because patients ask for metal-free, you know, also the mercury fillings. We try to remove them in a safe way. For that, there are protocols.
This is
all these biological protocols, because you're aware, because, okay, you think, okay, I will not... What should happen? I will not die. You know, grandparents, they also did it. Let's remove the amalgam. Let's remove this. Let's remove this. But if this accumulates, you have chronic disease. You have chronic infections in your body. And we try just to see from the head or the oral perspective to remove this chronic inflammations and make the whole body with that healthier.
So you have
better gut,
so
everything,
worthy.
The whole...
It can have such a big impact on your full... body, on actually longevity as well, right? Suli, when I'm thinking about oral surgery, I know a lot of people think,
what is that?
Fear, you know, pain. And what is the biggest misconception people have about oral surgery? What do you think is the biggest misconception you always have to face with clients, with patients in your clinic?
You said it already, pain and anxiety.
Okay.
Still, yeah.
It is.
And how would we deal with that regarding, let's say, pain and anxiety? Because nobody, it's in general in dentistry, nobody wants to go to a dentist. And it's very an intimate area, especially when you do then surgeries, implants, bone graft. This is all stuff like, I don't know what's going on. I have to go there. Let's focus on the pain. Meanwhile, it's not like, let's say, 20, 30 years ago. We have better diagnostics. If the diagnostic is better, the treatment is easier. What does it mean? For example, you would, or your aunt, someone needs an extraction, would come to me, I would take always a 3D scan, a 3D CBCT.
CBCT, this is so powerful, right?
Yeah, a CBCT is not a CT, it's low dosage. That means that we have a very good diagnosis. We see exactly what's going on, where's the nerve, where's the tooth, like today, where's the cyst, and we can plan very properly. The better we plan, we take... do you remember these impressions that you always get at them? Horrible. We don't do that at all anymore. Yeah. It's all intraoral scans.
It's like
a small scanner. You put it in. That's it.
What happened to the deliverer of this kind of material? They must get bankrupt, right?
Maybe they're not the scanner. No. And the thing is, the better the planning, this is the most important thing, the diagnostics, the easier the surgery. So we have everything. We can simulate it on the computer. Of course, we need the experience to do that. And do it minimal invasive. And then we try to do it as minimal invasive as possible. This is regarding the pain. So if we, back then, for example, we would have not the diagnostics that we have now, would open bigger, you know, cut the gum open, explore during the surgery what's going on. Now everything is more minimal invasive. Another thing is the piezo surgery. The piezo surgery is like an ultrasonic, it's a tool that we can replace, especially in the surgery, with the drill. And sometimes we still need it, but mostly the drill is something, you know, we don't like. The other one is very minimal invasive. You cannot destroy soft tissue, so you're safer with the nerve. You remove a wisdom tooth close to the nerve with the piezo surgery, and you can do the whole treatment more atraumatic. Less trauma during the treatment, less pain.
Less fear.
Less fear.
But
and
now,
regarding, sorry, the anxiety, it's funny and easy. We have laughing gas. So
but you know what would help me before I would take laughing gas? I would so much value the transparency of the treatment. So do you bring in that factor to evaluate what is needed for the patient? Because if, maybe you can talk a little bit about this patient is like this and this patient is like that, because I am appreciating so much that the dentist tells me we're doing this in order to do this. We're doing this for achieving that.
Transparency,
because I'm also interested, but you know, it requires a bit of a trust to lean in and to let go with no tension while you sit in the chair, right? And if you be equipped with some transparency by the doctor, it helps you to release the tension, and that maybe can also avoid laughing gas or anything like that. But I also understand that maybe not every patient is the same.
Also, we use it, but also we're joking, because some, they really like it because it relieves. But like you said, if we communicate properly, transparent and honest, this is the most important. Yeah. And educate the patient. Sometimes I have patients, they ask, hey, I saw two dentists. Do I have to remove my wisdom teeth or not? I don't know what to do. And then the most important thing is, again, take a 3D x-ray. We check. We don't say much. Patient comes back and then you can see it yourself. You try to explain it short and very simple, but that the patient understands why they need to be removed or why not. As soon, and we have here very smart, intelligent people, of course, in Dubai. As soon as the patient understood it, it's just a matter of, let's say, decision.
Yeah.
When do I have the time to do it or not?
I think also it's a totally other level where you receive your patients nowadays, because they educate themselves already before they come to you, right? Where we go to the subject of AI, it's on one side a very benefit for the patient to educate themselves, but it's also maybe a paradigm where you have to get them out maybe from any kind of misconception that has been caused by, you said it, ChatGPT or any other kind of open AI. And what do you think in generally on the patient side, in cooperation with AI, and then also AI in your clinical work? What role does it play and will it play in the future?
I think it will help a lot. It's... there are now, meanwhile, they're starting with different programs for dentists, for doctors. for example, clinical notes, yeah, that there will be a lot of improvement, I think, because we are sitting, you know, for the administration work, which is very important.
It's
a very important part, but we can have it easier and faster. It's sometimes, you know, repeating. Yeah. And I think it is, I'm very positive regarding that. ChatGPT, I had a funny story. One of my patients, you know, they check, of course. Yeah. I would do the same before I go somewhere. One of the patients, I did a surgery, extractions of two teeth plus bone graft.
Mm-hmm.
And with a open wound technique, we always take the blood before.
Mm-hmm.
So we collect the blood, take the own plasma. Mm-hmm. It's called PRF.
Yes.
Reuse it. And did all of that. Was actually a very nice surgery. He took from every day of the healing a picture. Put it on ChatGPT
and asked,
there were sutures, and asked, does it look normal? But the funny part is, he's a very intelligent guy, he's a CEO of a company, and came back, very lovely patient, and told us then, yeah, guys, I was controlling, you know, if everything worked. And then I saw, this was the first time, I think now many patients are doing that, but was the first time. And then he said, actually, this was day two, this was day, he showed it me, day two, day three, and then it's written, the margins of the wound looks good, the wound is healing properly, there's, you know, the yellow tissue is this, the sutures are still there, and so on. So it was luckily okay. And this was an interesting.
Very good. And but the awareness of it, it's something so beneficial also for their own health, right?
Yeah.
And if you can be free yourself as a doctor from, and maybe hurted ego for somebody is trying to go along the information and the process, then I think it's something only that benefits the whole process. Zuli, we have a lot of listeners who wants to also come to Dubai as doctors. Yeah. Tell us a little bit why you choose Dubai to be, I mean, here a dentist, implantologist, oral surgeon, and what would you advise somebody who wants to come here?
Yeah, so in my field, like I said before, Dubai has a lot of opportunities, I think, for also other doctors. And in general, I like Dubai. It's international. I told you my story before, so I love that. It's international and it's peaceful international. Mm-hmm. You know, it works. It doesn't matter which religion, which. This is the first thing. Second thing, maybe if, you know, coming in now from Germany, Switzerland to Dubai, you think, oh, my English is not very good. And especially, I think in Germany, we're very hard maybe sometimes with ourselves, you know,
because
did I pronounce this correctly or this correctly? Who cares? At the end, it doesn't have to be a perfect English. It's just important to communicate. This is what I also learned in China, by the way. So it's much more important to communicate properly. I love to work here in Dubai, like I said before, because you have more time. So I have time for my patient. Nobody tells me 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 45, 1 hour. I always take an hour for a consultation. And because it needs time, you know.
That would be punished in Germany, right?
No, it depends on. They have also good, of course, you have good clinics everywhere.
Yeah, but it would be punished by the system. Because you're not getting paid.
If it's just related to the insurances, then it's difficult to survive as a clinic owner, definitely. Because you can't, you know, do a consultation. But this gives me the time to find really out about, let's say you would come to for a consultation, to find out and then to understand and then also to improve your oral health. And this is this I enjoy the most. To do this journey from the beginning until the end, you know, with the patient.
Yeah.
And then maintain it. So we have an improvement. If it's, then of course, at the end, when we improve the function and the health, we have also a nicer aesthetics.
Yeah.
And patient is happy, I'm happy, and then we try to maintain it. And for that, you need time. This is what I love here. And
What would you recommend to doctors who are taking in consideration to come here to look deeper into as out of the perspective you, it would have been nice, you know, before?
Yeah. I think in general, when you move from one country to another, is you need time in the beginning. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I would recommend to be patient.
Okay.
Open-minded. Yeah, definitely. But I think whoever wants to move from A to B is already willing to be open-minded. Yeah. Always maybe interested to continue learning, because the competition here is a lot.
Different than in Germany, yeah. Right?
But at the same time, you also want to continue learning. You know, it pushes us clinicians to become, to improve and become better. Mm. And this is also, I love this vibe.
Mm-hmm.
So of course, if they're great specialists, I'm sure they're amazing specialists, share the knowledge, you know, when you are willing to share. So these are maybe things
that's a good vibe also that you can bring out. Yeah. Giver's gain, isn't it?
Pardon?
Giver's gain. Yeah. If you share your knowledge, it's something that always comes back, right? Yeah. I fancy this kind of energy simple. I think it's something too good to do good on people.
Yeah.
Right? Let's have some rapid questions here. Okay. Fast round questions, please. Coffee or tea?
Depends on. In the Western countries, coffee. In China, definitely tea.
Okay. Are you a morning or evening person?
When I was a student, I had some night shifts. learning. But no, meanwhile, it's a morning person, definitely more useful in the morning.
The first thing on, the most important thing on first impression?
Beautiful smile.
Okay. And your favorite place in Dubai?
The sea.
The sea,
but also the desert. If you have a wonderful sunset in the desert,
it's beautiful,
it's amazing.
Right?
Yeah. I love it,
One habit that changed your way of success?
Actually, always continue to try to learn and try to be curious.
Be curious, okay. What do you prefer more, AI or traditional methods in anything?
Combination.
That's very diplomatic.
Yeah.
Very good. So, you like going slow or speedy, Gonzalez?
In my work, I have to be precise.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think when you are precise, or when you do it, then with the routine, the speed will come. But I like to more to do it correctly. Mm-hmm. Than fast.
Okay. In one word, what means success in Dubai for you?
Ooh. In one word. Depends on if it's private life. Private life is happy. So I'm happy. And at work, in my dental life, I would say to go the journey together with the patient to really improve the oral health.
Mm-hmm.
And this makes me happy. Yeah.
Oh, that's so nice. It's such a nice energy that you actually also invite a lot of patients to you, right?
To
with the energy of going journey together with your patient, that is so much inviting. It's an inviting energy.
Thank you.
As a dentist, I think this is so that's so special because a lot of people, they are just yalla yalla, you know, and then to get the journey together with your client.
But
patients,
to be fair, we have your amazing dentists in Dubai.
Oh, definitely. Doctors. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And we know some of them anyway out of our network. So, thank you for being here.
If you
guys wanted to know more about Dr. Suleiman, you can actually find out where he works, what he works, and how to get in contact with him. We put everything in the show notes. So leave us a nice comment if you like this video and help us to spread the word in sharing it, and maybe place a nice little question in the comments. Have a good day, and I say goodbye until the next episode.